Next exit history, Old Faithful. Perhaps the most famous geyser in the world, Old Faithful has become one of the most recognizable features of Yellowstone National Park. It was named for its consistent performance by members of the Washburn Expedition in 1870. Although its average interval has lengthened through the years due to earthquakes and vandalism, Old Faithful is still as spectacular and predictable as it was a century ago. Old Faithful erupts more frequently than any of the other big geysers, although it is not the largest or most regular geyser in the park. It is an example of a cone geyser, which erupts in a concentrated jet of water, usually from a cone or nozzle-like formation. The average interval between eruptions is about 90 minutes, plus or minus 10 minutes. Intervals vary from 65 to 92 minutes. An eruption lasts 1.5 to 5 minutes, expels 3,700 to 8,400 gallons of boiling water, and reaches heights of 106 to 184 feet. At the vent, water is 204 degrees Fahrenheit, 95.6 degrees Celsius. However, water underneath the geyser is well above boiling temperature because of the pressure from overlaying rock and water. Mathematicians, statisticians, and dedicated observers have analyzed Old Faithful Geyser for years. A relationship exists between the duration of Old Faithful's eruption and the length of the falling interval. During a short eruption, less water and heat are discharged, thus they rebuild again in a short time. Longer eruptions mean more water and heat are discharged, and they require more time to rebuild. Check up the Old Faithful Visitor Education Center for predictions of Old Faithful and five other geysers in the area. Information for this podcast provided by the National Park Service.